This is a biblical conundrum. Okay? This is the most politically charged of all the, I'll call them congenital events, because we don't want to lay defect on somebody, right? This is a congenital event. It occurs in the first 3 to 7 weeks of pregnancy. Gay males, lesbian females, and transgenders. This occurs in animals. Here's a Guinness World Book of Record and a Boone and Crockett record antlers in this white-tailed deer up in upstate New York, but it's a doe, it's a female. This is the equivalent of a bearded lady in the circus. This is a transgender deer. Okay, this happens in domestic animals. They're called Fremartins. You can look up the word Fremartin, Freemartin. And it happens at a very large, in some areas of the world, these transgender wild animals, it's very, very high because they're missing these nutrients in the soil that are required to prevent this from happening. Oh dear, it's a doe. This is a big story in the Wall Street Journal. What does this mean? The transgender tipping point. Well, right now, this is an article that came out in the USA. It was probably in all newspapers, but the one that I saw was in the USA Today. This is just, what is it here? Date. This is just a couple of weeks ago. They're talking about transgenders in the military. It turns out in the Army, there are 10,000 registered transgenders. There are 15,000 transgenders in the Air Force and 15,000 in the Navy. So you're talking about 50,000 transgenders in the military. They're serving with distinction. They are serving well their country. In England, they make up 25% of the population are gay males, lesbian females, and transgenders. They make up 25% of the population of England. Right now, they're 8% of the population of America, and it's the fastest growing congenital event of all. You all know Dennis. And remember that TV program, The Odd Couple? Here's The Odd Couple up in Canada, in their national newspaper, kind of like the USA Today, the Globe and Mail. These two guys died in their mid-90s. This one died a couple of years before this one. This obituary is for this guy here. And everybody thought they just lived together because they didn't have enough for retirement. But they were good. They did a lot of church work, and they were crossing guards and for schools, and they cleaned up parks and whatever. But somebody needed house sitting, they would sit for the house, keep the lawn mowed and keep the rats dead and all that. Turn lights on and off so people wouldn't break into the houses. When they died, their relatives went to the apartment, went in there, and they found a marriage certificate. They'd been married for 60 years before they died. Now, this is a very famous person, and this individual is going to actually be a co-author on a paper we're dealing with. This is such a big story. This fella, now lady, transgender, was one of the most famous eye surgeons in America. Came up with a laser treatment for detached retinas and this sort of stuff. From San Francisco, was the leading amateur tennis player, was ranked number one tennis player for many years. And this guy fathered several kids, was beloved, good church work. He did international Rotary and International Lions Club, did surgery in villages where people couldn't afford that kind of stuff. When his last child hit 18 years old, he went to Denver, Colorado, had his penis and testicles cut off, had a vagina made with a piece of his rectum. He had his breast implants and had female hormone therapy for 6 months, and went from Dr. Richard Raskin to Rene Richards. It was a big fight in federal court and then into the Supreme Court, whether or not she could keep the ranking in tennis, and of course the court prevailed in her favor. Now, how many of you heard of Sonny and Cher? Remember Sonny and Cher's child's name, a little cute daughter? Chastity. Well, Chastity turns out was a transgender. This is Chastity up here. Chastity knew when she was 3 years old, she was a boy trapped in a girl's body. These three women are boys who became females to get into the entertainment industry, and so the transgenders are finding that they can get into the and do very well, not only in the military but also in the entertainment industry, because when you put on makeup and clothing, you can be whoever you want to be, right? And then of course there's Bruce Jenner. Now remember, be careful, These are birth congenital events. These are congenital events. And so I want you to think about it, because if we don't start supplementing our kids before they have babies, we'll be 25%. Do you appreciate what I'm saying? I hope so. This is the last one I'm going to show you here, and then we'll get on to the things of adults. This is a centerfold in this month's. Here's these four kids going through this little prairie with, you know, spring, obviously, and there's flowers blooming, and they're wearing little sundresses. But this one in the blue on the right is not a little girl. It's the brother, younger brother of these three girls. He's a trans. He knew when he was 3 years old that he was a girl trapped in a boy's body. Now that happens because there's a certain part of the brain called the preoptic hypothalamus.